it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hard to say what's going to happen 2 weeks and a day when they have the governor's election in New York State. The race has been tightening so closely now. Latest polls show Governor Hochul's lead over Lee Zeldin shrinking to just 4 points.
Greg David with thecity.nyc joins us live. And you really have to wonder what's going through the mind of the business community on this. Is there any kind of a consensus on where things are going?
Well, there's a consensus on who the business community supports, and that is Hochul. The amount of money she's raised from the business community is in the millions of dollars, and it just spans the city's business community. You've got Douglas and David Steiner from Steiner Studios. You've got the Tishes. You've got Steve Cohn from the Mets and finance. But especially you've got people from real estate. Just listen to the names. Mark Holliday of SL Green, Jerry Spire, Stephen Roth, Winston Fisher. Up until now, the business community has been all in on Hochul.
You say up until now. Do you see something changing?
Well, there are two things to be said about that. First of all, if the business community is convinced that it's really going to be a close race, they're going to hedge their bets some. And then there is a group of very conservative business people who support Republicans and business Republicans and conservative candidates routinely who have come to Zeldin's aid. That's Ron Lauder, of course, of Revlon fame, Kenneth Langone of Home Depot, and people like that have been giving a large amount of money and, in essence, keeping Zeldin's campaign financially afloat. So we've got to see how people read the next 2 weeks, but it would be pretty clear that if it's really going to be a close race, you'll begin to see business people hedge their bets.
You did mention some familiar names, including some from real estate. What's the feeling on what Hochul might be able to offer the real estate business in New York, which is struggling coming out of the pandemic?
Well, you know, real estate people have been giving to Hochul ever since she got into office. And to be frank, they've been pretty disappointed with the results. They were hoping that she would be able to renew this controversial, but what they regard as crucial 421 property tax rebate, and she wasn't able to pull that off. She hasn't made any efforts to change the rent laws that landlords think are so onerous. So what they're going to want, frankly, the number one issue when we come after the election is going to be whether we're going to renew that tax break. And real estate people want to see not just that she's on their side, which she mostly is, but that she can get something done.
Great insight as always, Greg David. Thank you, Greg David from thecity.nyc.
Thank you.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.